We just came off of the entire weekend that we, our radio station was represented at Art on the Green in Coeur d'Alene. And then we just, in the last half hour, talked about Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater. And there's a lovely thing on the, no longer on the horizon, but right in front of our very eyes, which is the new music director of the Coeur d'Alene Symphony. Welcome back, Jan Palant.
Thank you very much. It's so great to be here.
How many days have you been in town so far?
Well, I arrived yesterday, late afternoon. Yeah. But it was very helpful that I had chance to get to know Coeur d'Alene community in May when I was auditioning for this position. So yes, but officially it's my second day being here.
Let's kind of go back to that time you spent in May, because I know that I've heard from so many people, you really investigated a lot about the community while you were here. Didn't you really try to find out what this place was about?
Right. Well, first of all, I was so impressed, by the fact how the community was interacting with each other in Coeur d'Alene. And the city itself, I was really amazed. I have never seen such a beautiful town in my life so far. Mm-hmm. And it was always my dream to see if the orchestra that is in the particular community can also help the community interact like one family. My dream is to make sure that the orchestra is representing the city itself. When I had chance to be in Coeur d'Alene in May, and actually in the late April as well, I really wanted to meet as many people as possible to learn more about them, to see how things work there. And the idea, I think, is that the orchestra should put all music lovers, let's say, together and create not only great concerts, but also to give a message to the whole world that there is something great in Coeur d'Alene, musically and artistically speaking. And I think this also implies to Spokane, because these two cities, in my opinion, are very much close to each other. And I'm just excited to be here and try to make this happen.
Nice. And Jan Palant, the new music director of the Coeur d'Alene Symphony, let me mention just a couple specific things, and then we'll start talking about them. The first is that there's an event just this weekend to meet Jan. It is put on by the Coeur d'Alene Symphony, and it's right there at the resort. And it will be from 5 to 8 on Saturday. And I should tell you that if you're suddenly, by the time we're done talking about it, interested in going to that, the ticket reservation deadline is noon today. So you'll have about an hour and a half to make a decision. So that is that. And then the other thing is Coeur d'Alene Symphony has a great tradition of a Labor Day concert there in Coeur d'Alene City Park, right next to the lake. And on Monday, Labor Day, that will be at 1 o'clock. So there's a couple of really specific things. So Jan, now that you're here, what sorts of work are you doing in the next few days to really start putting into effect the lovely dream that you just articulated? What's the kind of things a new music director has to do when you hit a community?
Well, first of all, I would love to learn about people's input, what they would like to hear at the concerts. Mm. I would like to make sure that all the programs are accessible to all music lovers. Someone would enjoy listening to classical music, someone would enjoy listening to jazz music, and et cetera, et cetera. And I do understand that music is something that should create emotions in us, and we all are different. So I definitely will keep going with meeting people, meeting also representatives of the companies, because we would like to have also, let's say, good support of the orchestra.
Yeah,
and it looks like It's going pretty well so far, and I was very impressed to learn that, to know that there are a lot of associations in Coeur d'Alene that are interested visiting our event on August 11th in the Coeur d'Alene Resort. So again, coming back to what I was saying, I think we would like to make sure that the orchestra is really representing Coeur d'Alene and this region around. And I think music is the best way to do it. So definitely I would be meeting people. I would be putting some ideas, some suggestions to the board of directors. I would like to also do some chamber music series, not only symphonic music. I would like to eventually invite also solists from other part of the country, not only local, definitely local, however, to have both local and outside, let's say, soloists. So there will be a lot of things I would like to suggest to the board of directors, and it will be a new chapter, I guess. The orchestra did amazing job. I mean, I really
At that concert, they certainly did.
I mean, generally, from the existence, from the first year of existence till now, I want to say that the previous music director did awesome job with all the members of the Coeur d'Alene Symphony Orchestra, and I would like to keep going with that, and eventually to add some small suggestions. So it should be another challenge, I guess.
Yeah. So this is this initial thing of just figuring out things. Now, when the rehearsals start, you've already worked with this orchestra, and so you have a pretty good idea they're doing. I guess right away you're going to be rehearsing for the Labor Day concert, so that also gives you you start really learning what the orchestra can do.
Right. So I think it was great that we had the chance to. I mean, the orchestra and the conductor, myself, that we had chance to work each other in May, so we know a little bit about each other. However, it's another hard work, because I found the concert in May very successful, but that doesn't mean that we cannot go forward.
Right.
So I would like to try to make every concert to be still keep going step by step. And definitely this concert in on September 2nd, the Labor Day, should be another opportunity to move forward with our artistic abilities. And basically, it will be kind of good introduction to our next season. So I definitely am still learning more and more about the orchestra, and this would be another step to know more each other, I guess. Yeah.
Now, we'll certainly be talking about each concert as it happens. I want to say that, number one. And number two, when you come into an orchestra at this point, the season was pretty much set for you, wasn't it? That others had made the decisions of what had, because that's how it has to be.
Right. So a lot of things have been decided by the board of directors, and I think those are wonderful, wonderful decisions. I did add a couple repertoire as well. So if I can say a little more about the season.
Yeah, please do.
We would have several key works like Brahms Symphony No. 1, Respighi Pines of Rome, Sibelius Symphony No. 5, and also pieces that are not so often played, I would say, like Borodin in the Steppes of Central Asia. Mm-hmm. Right. Then Paul Dika,
The Sorcerer's
Apprentice. Right, yes. Yeah. You say I'm still learning. And a lot of holiday songs, and I would say, and also the young artist would bring some input. And, you know, the idea would be to make this unique sound I was talking about in May.
Mm-hmm.
This probably won't happen in one season, but if we can try to make the orchestra sound like one body, that like every instrument has the same color. That's my personal dream and my attitude. Like in A Task of Timbre, that if you come to the concert, you would just close your eyes and you would see, oh, all these strings, winds, percussion, they have the same color, beautiness, fresh, light, sound. I think we did very well in May, and I would like to keep going with that and add some more magical, you know, interesting ideas, and we have really wonderful musicians. So please check our website. This is the season highlights.
Yeah, and while you're there, if you want to sign up to go to the Saturday event, you could do that too. I want to bring in Jill Cathy for a minute. Jill Cathy is the principal oboist of the Coeur d'Alene Symphony, and I want to just sit here and let you embarrass Jan for a little while. But talk about the orchestra's reaction to, I mean, I had my audience reaction to the orchestra's reaction to that concert in May with Jan.
Well, when we got together to talk about who the next conductor would be, we had five wonderful candidates. Everyone was asked to put their candidates in order. And I think across the committee, every single person had Jan as their number one. It was very exciting. Everybody thought he would be an excellent fit. I'm thrilled to get to rehearse with him as our conductor permanently. It was really a great joy to work with him last year.
But what were some of his unique qualities?
One of the things that I really noticed is his off the podium, just going out into the city, meeting a lot of people, really getting to know people, inviting people to our concert before he was even employed by us. He obviously had a very big passion for getting people involved in the area, and that showed through clearly. But working from the podium, he was able to communicate what he wanted from the various sections, and we really need a leader. We've been without a regular conductor for 2 years now because of our search, and I think we're all very excited to go forward with this awesome conductor here.
Well, clearly on the Dvorak Symphony, there was a wonderful unanimity in the playing on that. Wasn't that one of the more exciting New World Symphonies?
Absolutely. Of course, as an oboe player, we all are very familiar with the beautiful English horn solo in there. But he was really able to articulate what he wanted. I think he brought the orchestra together to get a unique sound, like he was talking about. I'm hoping as we go forward, people are able to make their own playing part of the sound that is unique to Coeur d'Alene Symphony.
Yeah. And Jan, how much are you going to be able to be around here next year? How's this going to work out?
I would love to be as much as possible here. I do understand that the conductor of the orchestra, let's say the music director, should be really involved with many things in the city itself. So my plan is to be here at least for 3 weeks, a month. I might do some small guest conductings sometimes somewhere. So my plan is 3 weeks at least to be here. Maybe so I might be traveling for 1 week somewhere.
But you're moving here?
Yes.
So you're
I'm moving. Okay. I mean, I would say, I will be based here. Yeah, I'm looking for an apartment, and definitely, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then that would really position you not only to be able to, but kind of need to find other important musical things to do around here.
Well, sure, I would be very much interested in teaching and eventually doing some clinician activities, let's say. But that's also the reason why I might do some small guest conductings to make sure that I'm on the track, or to say. But I still want to spend as much time as possible here, especially now when we are trying to begin another chapter. So I would definitely be open to teach as well sometimes. And but I would say, even if the Coeur d'Alene Symphony Orchestra would have, let's say, one concert every six weeks or 5 weeks, it keeps you really busy to make sure that things are ready, everything is in the order. So That's my plan for now, yeah.
Well, welcome, Jan Palant, who is the conductor of the Coeur d'Alene Symphony. He'll be at the event this Saturday at the resort, and the deadline for signing up for that is noon today on the Coeur d'Alene Symphony website. Then back for the Labor Day concert at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then as the season begins with the first concert on October 5th and 6th.